This is Lisa Miller, and this is my podcast series, The Healthcare Innovators. On today's podcast, we will talk about what are the key elements of achieving a world-class hospital supply chain superiority. The reason is because 5 to 15% savings in supply chain costs equals a 1 to 3% improvement in the hospital's total operating margin. So that's a real big improvement in the hospital's finances by just having a keen focus on supply chain. So I'm going to speak about 15 ways that support achieving a world-class hospital supply chain superiority. I'm also going to speak about what goes against achieving a world-class hospital superiority. Let's begin with number one. What supports it? Having great people, great leadership. Number two and three go hand in hand. Two is investing in technology, and number three is actually utilizing that technology and even the technology you may have right now. Historically, healthcare providers have invested less on IT to support supply chain than other industries. And the scenario is even truer now because of all the regulation going on that we have got to make more investments in electronic medical records. But by contrast, you walk into any other manufacturing environment anywhere in the world and you will see about 60% of the IT budget devoted specifically to operations and supply chain. And so we need to also make that focus in technology. It's interesting, a recent study showed that healthcare providers that make greater investments in back office automation and process improvement enjoy operating cost ratios that are 2 to 4% better than those of their peers. So those are some big percentages that support that investment and utilization in technology, specifically in the supply chain. Number four, you need an environment with innovation, right? So I say unleash your innovation. Also, you need to use data to make decisions faster. Number six, you have to implement a lean methodology. And there's so many lean methodologies right now. At VI, we've got a process called I3. It's simple and it's very effective. But whatever methodology you choose, you need to have a lean process in place. Number seven, a better supply cost management system. Number eight, learn from other industries and companies like Apple, Google, and Dell. They have amazing world-class methodologies in place. And to round out the other items that support and that are key elements for a world-class supply chain superiority, they include having a relationship with suppliers, understanding what you want to outsource versus what you want to handle inside your organization. Also, always asking questions. What can be improved? How can this be done better? Really never settling for the status quo. Number 12, set up metrics that are relevant to your hospital. Number 13, survey your customers that you serve in your hospital. Number 14, standardization as a priority is essential. Number 15, physician leadership and collaboration in the supply chain is absolutely critical. And number 16, I'll throw in a bonus, is we all have to be patient focused. Now we're going to discuss things that go against having a world-class supply chain. These are things that we must eliminate. Number one, the thought that we have to decrease our staff. Number two, having a poor focus, not having specializations in our departments in supply chain. Number three, not being strategic, but just maintaining the status quo, placing orders and putting out fires. Number four, having no integration with other departments. We need to be able to sit down with different departments and with reimbursement and collaborate. So what goes against that is a lack of department integration. Number five, having the C-suite that doesn't play a vital role in supply chain initiatives. Number six, not understanding